Imagine a world where your morning coffee, smartphone, and the chair you're sitting on materialized without the intricate dance of global coordination behind them. Supply chain management has evolved from a back-office logistics function into a strategic competitive weapon that powers our modern economy. When supply chains work well, products appear exactly when and where we need them. When they fail, as we witnessed during recent global disruptions, entire economies stumble. What makes supply chain management particularly fascinating is how it balances fundamental tensions: efficiency versus responsiveness, centralization versus distribution, and standardization versus customization. These trade-offs shape not just business operations, but the very products available to us as consumers. At its heart, supply chain management aims to increase throughput while simultaneously reducing both inventory and operating expense. This delicate balancing act depends on five key drivers that determine performance: production, what and how to make; inventory, how much to stock; location, where to place facilities; transportation, how to move goods; and information, the data connecting everything. These drivers create a fundamental trade-off between responsiveness and efficiency. The structure of supply chains has evolved dramatically from vertically integrated models like Ford's early operations, where they owned everything from iron mines to forests, to today's specialized networks comprising producers, distributors, retailers, and service providers. For companies to thrive, their supply chains must align with their business strategy. 7-Eleven emphasizes responsiveness for convenience-seeking customers willing to pay premium prices, while Sam's Club focuses on efficiency for cost-conscious bulk buyers. Supply chain operations encompass plan, source, make, and deliver categories, with planning as the foundation. Demand forecasting determines product requirements by evaluating supply capacity, demand patterns, product characteristics, and competitive factors through qualitative opinions, causal analysis, time series examination, and simulation models. Forecasts enable aggregate planning that maximizes profit. Pricing serves as a key demand management tool, with options including everyday low pricing, high-low pricing with promotions, or dynamic pricing based on production flexibility, inventory costs, and competitive position. Retailers with perishable goods typically prefer dynamic pricing, while manufacturers favor stability. Inventory management balances cycle inventory, seasonal inventory, and safety stock. Modern procurement has evolved from cost-focused purchasing into a strategic function encompassing relationship management, risk mitigation, and innovation sourcing, reflecting how supply chains have become competitive weapons rather than operational necessities. The making and delivering operations transform raw materials into finished products and deliver them to customers. Product design impacts the supply chain significantly, accounting for up to 50% of costs, which is why cross-functional teams combining design, procurement, and manufacturing perspectives create the most successful products. Production scheduling balances competing objectives: high utilization rates requiring long production runs, low inventory levels requiring short runs, and high customer service levels. Multi-product facilities determine economic lot sizes and sequence production based on runout time. Order management transmits customer information backward through the supply chain while providing delivery dates, increasingly via digital systems. Delivery scheduling uses either direct deliveries, one origin to one destination, or milk runs, multiple locations sequentially. Reverse logistics handles product returns, while product recycling represents a value-added application where items are returned for reuse or disposal, increasingly important as sustainability concerns and circular economy models gain traction. Information technology is transforming supply chains while their basic functions remain unchanged. Modern supply chain technology comprises four key components: cloud computing, providing on-demand resources; data transmission protocols; analytical databases; and application systems. cloud computing converts IT from fixed to variable costs. Supply chain applications integrate processing logic with data management, including enterprise planning, procurement tools, and specialized applications for inventory, manufacturing, and transportation. Emerging technologies are accelerating this revolution. Industrial robots have evolved from basic machines to sophisticated, affordable tools. Drones and autonomous vehicles transport products throughout the supply chain. Artificial intelligence identifies patterns in massive data sets and recommends actions. The Internet of Things connects objects that exchange data, while 3D printing creates products on demand. The greatest potential comes from technology combinations. Robots with additive manufacturing create flexible factories. Autonomous vehicles enable automated warehouses. IoT provides real-time data for responsive production. Companies like Amazon aren't just improving operations, they're transforming consumer expectations about product availability, delivery speed, and service quality. Supply chains require daily monitoring to adjust to changing conditions. Four performance categories measure effectiveness: customer service, internal efficiency, demand flexibility, and product development. Market types determine supply chain needs. Developing markets need reliability, growth markets require scalability, steady markets prioritize efficiency, and mature markets demand agility. Customer service metrics vary by business model. Stock-based companies track order fill rates, 98% target, on-time delivery, and returns. Order-based businesses focus on quoted response times, on-time completion, and warranty claims. Internal efficiency measures include inventory value, inventory turns, 6 to 12 times annually in manufacturing, return on sales, and cash-to-cash cycle time, 30 to 45 days in efficient operations. The bullwhip effect occurs when small consumer demand changes amplify upstream, creating shortages followed by excess inventory. This happens due to inaccurate forecasting, order batching, rationing, promotional pricing, and misaligned incentives. Solutions include sharing point-of-sales data, implementing electronic ordering for smaller frequent orders, rationing based on historical consumption, adopting everyday low pricing, and aligning metrics toward system efficiency. The Global Data Synchronization Network represents progress by distributing verified product information as a single source of truth. Lean supply chains optimize efficiency but increase vulnerability to disruptions. Companies must balance efficiency with resilience through strategic safety stocks, backup suppliers, alternative routes, and visibility tools. Lessons highlighted by recent global disruptions. Exceptional supply chains create competitive advantages through market differentiation. When well managed, they deliver superior customer service at lower costs than competitors, driving demand and profitability. Zara exemplifies this advantage through faster response times, better inventory management, and more responsive service. The most effective improvement strategy involves incremental steps, beginning with repurposing existing equipment rather than risky big bang transitions. This sequential approach enables learning and adaptation while managing risk, reflecting Toyota's Kaizen philosophy of continuous, small improvements that compound over time. As competition shifts from companies to entire supply chains, strategic alliances become crucial. These alliances let companies outsource non-core activities while focusing on their core value proposition. Effective alliances deliver customized solutions, coordinate operations toward defined targets, extend over longer periods, and create mutual growth opportunities. Businesses need intelligence systems with three data levels: strategic, quarterly transfer executives; operational, weekly metrics for middle management; and tactical, daily activities for execution teams. Personalized dashboards with color coding highlight issues requiring attention, enabling proactive problem solving. The future favors adaptive, resilient supply chains that continuously improve, combining human creativity with technology, sharing real-time data, and aligning incentives across participants. Success means balancing efficiency, service, sustainability, and resilience. In today's interconnected world, your supply chain isn't merely a delivery mechanism. It's becoming your strongest competitive advantage.